Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Come on, feet.
Every Tuesday.
Because right now, I'm about to tune in to PD Radio and get booed up with Miss PD and listen to my God Black. My name is R.L., Mr. Butter Love himself. Keep it locked. PD Radio.
Stay home tonight, girl, and I'll say okay. If it's what you want, then I'll be here with you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll do, 'cause my priority is you.
Woo!
Woo! Hello, 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 XOXO. You know what it is. Live, locked, and loaded with PD Radio. Yes, yes, I am your host, your poetress, the one who makes you smile. I am your lady love, Miss PD. And joining me on the airways every week, the man who keeps me on my toes, the yin to my yang, the peanut butter to my jelly, my co-host that's better than most. Y'all know who it is. It's Black. What's up, Beatmaker? How you feeling?
What's going on, Miss Petey? I'm feeling good, man. It's just some energy going on right now that's crazy. Because
right now,
we have a special guest on the line right
Say
now.
Who is it?
Right now.
Who on the line?
We got
right
RL
now.
On the line right now calling
you
in. What's going on,
you
Mr.
You better stop
RL?
Playing.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to, you know, let you guys know I'm listening and I appreciate the support. I see you played the joint. I'm always watching and I love the love. How you doing, Miss Petey?
I am doing just lovely right now. You know, you serenaded me at the beginning of the show, you know. You told everybody you was booed up with Miss PD, so I just think I'm the bomb now, so.
Well,
RL,
I mean, you are.
Thank
what up,
you.
Black? How you doing, Black?
Oh.
Man, I'm chilling, brother. It's great to hear from you, man. Like,
yes.
We've just been talking about the interview and how, like, the energy's just been crazy and just how great, you know, your personality
yes.
was, man. We can't wait to drop this next week on your birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
On your birthday, right.
Yeah.
April 2nd, right?
Monday.
All right. We can get a lot of great buzz. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to call and shout y'all. I know you guys got Tina on and Nicole. So, man, y'all do y'all thing. And I just want to tell y'all
wow.
I really appreciate the love. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right,
you
RL.
Got it,
thank
brother.
You so much.
All right.
Have a good night. How awesome
Ooh.
Was that? How awesome
That's what I'm talking
was
about.
That?
That's RL great love
just called
right there.
Up.
Great
we
love.
Didn't even know, y'all. We didn't even know. Where's my background music, Black? You slipping.
Oh, hey, you know.
Hey,
you know I got
hey,
to come in
hey.
For you, so.
That was
go,
so
Ms.
nice
PD.
To have RL call up unexpected like that. Very much appreciated. It just goes to show
oh, yeah.
you how sweet and humble he is. And you guys, just get ready for his interview next week. It's off the chain. Great artist, great person. You really want to
oh,
tune
yeah.
in next week to hear what RL has to talk about. But you guys know we want to apologize right now because last week we had major technical difficulties and had to end the show abruptly. But it was the Blog Talk's issue. It wasn't our issue. So, you know, don't blame us. But we do apologize to our listeners. Some of you guys sent me messages saying you were trying to call in and you couldn't get through. But the show did air for 30 minutes, and even with all the problems, it was still hella funny. So make sure you go back and check out the 30 minutes of last week's show. And our scheduled guest for last week, Baju Beats, was very understanding, and his interview is rescheduled, and it will be aired on April 16th. But tonight, we have two special guests. First up, shining our creative artist spotlight on Tina Williams, founder of Creola Products, and followed up by hip-hop R&B pop artist Nicole Kane. Both will join us to talk about what they have going on and what they're all about, so those will be two very interesting interviews we look forward to tonight. But in the meantime and in between time, we entertain you as only we can. Ain't that right, Black?
You know it.
You
we
know
always
it. And
locked
right
and loaded.
Now, always locked and loaded. And right now, we're going to do what we do every week. We're going to go into our celebrity birthday shout-out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh,
oh, yeah.
You're going to switch the slam
oh, yeah.
on the brother. Okay.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to set your game up.
That's right. Let's kick it off. First up with the birthday this week is rapper Big Sean, 25. Elton John, 66.
Ooh.
Aretha Franklin, 71. Sarah Jessica Parker, 48. Laz Alonzo, the very fine Laz Alonzo, 39. Haywood Nelson of What's Happening, 53. Errol Smith frontman, Steven Tyler, 64. Legend Diana Ross, 68. Leonard Nimoy of Star Trek, 81. Singer Jessie J, 24. Mariah Carey, 42. Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas, 37. Director Quentin Tarantino, 49. Lady Gaga, 26. Country singer Reba McEntire, 57. Actor Vince Vaughn, 42. guys who speak so. You want to hear it? Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing it, Jennifer.
Happy birthday to you.
You go, girl.
Happy birthday to you.
Right, right.
Got some silk in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just smooth.
You heard it. You heard it. Give it up for Jennifer, you guys. How
Thank
awesome
you.
Is she? She's been coming back to the show almost every week.
That's right.
Perform a happy birthday for you guys. So what's going on, Black? How you feeling tonight?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, hey, look, we got doubleheader. It's going to be crazy.
Doubleheader.
And, you know, I just want to send some love. I just read something today that kind of shook me up. You know, Dionne Warwick is filing mm-hmm. Chapter 11.
No,
to all
really?
My stars out there, you know, send that lady some cash because we can't have that. We can't have our pioneers going out like that.
No,
understanding.
You're too great for that.
You know, come on now. We can't go out like that, so... Go ahead and, you know, Western Union, do what y'all do, baby. PayPal, she accepts all that. So, hook her up.
She accepts all that.
You know, that's how we getting down tonight. So.
Well, you know, Black, it just goes to show, you know, how hard it is out here today. Nobody
is
exists. You know, we really have to be on top of our game. And it could be any one of us at any time. So, it don't matter how much you have or how little you have. It could be any one of us. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah. But,
I mean,
you know,
just goes to show, you know, you got to handle
her.
Your money properly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you got to make
right.
sure you're making smart decisions with your management
mm-hmm.
and that you're not
right.
throwing your money away. So, you know,
right.
listen and
you're
learn.
You're absolutely right about that. That's true. That's true. So, I just want to say, you know, love, peace, and blessings to Dionne Warwick and her family. You would just think that a celebrity who's been around as long as she has, you know, wouldn't have these problems, but, you know, it happens. And,
Uncle Sam, IRS.
Uncle Sam don't mess around. But
mess
I just want to say real quick, our first guest tonight is going to be Miss Tina Williams of Creole Love. Tina, I know you're out there listening, and when you call in, honey, you got to press 1 so we can talk to you. And there she is. Black?
You know, I don't think she's ready just yet. I don't think she's ready just yet.
Okay.
I don't think
All
it
right.
was a number one she pressed.
It wasn't. Come on, Blog Talk. Stick with us this week. Don't mess us up now. Let the people get through. So
not
when,
tonight.
Not tonight. So, Black, how was your day
just
today?
Yet.
I know you be having those train stories, you know. What you got for me this week? I know you got some
Hey,
train.
You know.
What then happened?
I had a story the other day. You know, I put that out there on Twitter, and it just bugged me out, the fact that, you know, senior citizens seem to have this second gear when it comes to getting on the train. And I'm a polite dude, but come on now. You don't have to try and run me over. You know what I'm saying? Train ain't going away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they be trying to run you over?
Yeah, they gave me the Jim Brown stiff arm, just get out the way. You know, like, hey, what? Trying to be nice.
Mm-mm. You are mad. Hey, you know, when them things, when they want something, they'll mess around. They look frail.
Oh.
They look frigid. Try them if you want to.
Hey, exactly.
They're going to show you a little something. You don't mess around with them. Leave them be. Mm-hmm.
Tabby, you know, so I was agitated. I was about to just just choke the shit out. You know, so I was about to get it. Just get it on, you know.
The
but
hell is going on over there, Black?
I
you be
back
choking
now.
People in the studio, Black. That's not acceptable. Yeah. Don't do it.
I think, I know we have our guest on the line, but I don't think she's in the proper queue.
Yeah. Miss Tina, you have to press 1 so we can talk to you. If you don't press 1, we can't put you on the air. So we see you, honey, but you have to press 1 to talk to us, okay? So press the 1, and we'll get you going. In the meantime, while we're waiting for Tina to get into the queue, Black, let's go into a song real quick. By then, she'll be ready to rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Jazz band, let it whip.
Pump up the volume.
Hello, Tina. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Hello, PD. And
yes.
Black.
Ooh, I am good. You know I'm good.
He's always good, Tina. He's always extra happy. Yeah, he's one of those. He's one of those.
Oh,
kidding.
Wow.
Well, that's a good
you're always trying to come at.
Welcome to PD Radio, Tina. Before we talk about, of course, before we talk about what brings you here tonight, Creole Love, I want to briefly give the audience a little bit of your background. You are a single lady, the youngest of seven, I read, and the aunt now. You know, I cannot believe this. You are the aunt of 74 nieces and nephews?
That was
is that
incredible.
Right?
Of course
74?
That includes... That's
crazy.
Nieces and nephews, great, and a couple great greats.
Oh, okay. Wow, I was going to say that average is about 12. I was about to say, okay, y'all doing way big. Okay.
I mean, well, that is how they do it down south, but that was back in the day.
Okay. You that had me floored when I read that. And I read you were born and raised in California. You have a bachelor's in business management and a certificate in paralegal studies for which you are currently working on death penalty cases. That's very interesting. Mm. You're a smart woman over there. Love it, love it.
Thank you.
Your educational background is certainly a great foundation for your entrepreneurial goals, one of which is why you're here tonight to speak on your business, Creola Beauty Products. So, Tina, tell us. First off, how did you choose the name Creole Love for your business?
Did LaVanne set me up for this?
I'm not telling.
Wow.
We just had this conversation, and well, Creole is because that is part of my heritage. My grandmother was Creole, and love is just kind of tacked on as part of what I learned and what I strive to be like every day. So that's where I got the name Creole Love. That's the nice radio version of the definition of Creole Love.
We want the nitty gritty though.
I'm sorry?
We want the nitty gritty here on PD Radio. That's how we do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I listened to you too earlier today. I heard a couple of Kenny Black's Pepsi challenges. So I know it can get a little wild. But
I'm
sorry?
I'm going to be good tonight. Trust me, I got you. I'm going to be good tonight.
Okay. But it has to do with my relationships that I've had. And during relations is something that I would refer to myself. I would say that way because that's that Creole love.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Well, okay.
I'm scared of you. She said your relations.
See?
Oh, man. I'm a mess right now.
I said
I'm
going to be good.
Yeah, you better be good. He's trying to chime in on that, Tina, but I ain't going to let him. I'm holding him back. Don't worry. I got him. When did you actually start your business, Creole Love?
Well, I came up with the idea January 1st of 2012, and my actual launch date was October 13th, 2012. So that's the day I actually went online with the website, Creole Love Products, and started selling my products.
All right. Well, what kind of products do you have, and what kind of scents do you offer?
The products are body butter for women, body moisturizer for men, candles, and massage oil. And some of the scents for women are Capture, Summer Love, Island Breeze, Cocoa Mango, and the newest one coming out April 1st is called Paradise. And for men, I have they are a little bit more personal because they're, well, one in particular, which is the hottest seller, and that's Benjamin, is named after someone special, and Jaguar is the other scent, and the next one coming out for the men is called Chance.
I'm on it.
I have two. One is Romance, and the new one coming out is called Room Service.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. That's hot. I love that. Yes.
Hey,
now, when you're choosing
scents. Right?
Hey,
I'm just saying, y'all
hear
that.
What you trying to say, Black?
Hey, Creole Love. She has a line for the pimps out there. Y'all need to get a horn there. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying.
Black.
I'm speaking from experience.
Black.
I love
Black the all mankind, not just the pimps.
That's right.
Hey, exactly.
She don't discriminate.
Exactly. Not at all.
Wow. Well, back to my question, Miss Tina. Black, you a mess. When choosing scents that would appeal to your customers, you have to get a feel for what people like or may like. So when you started, did you do research on what kind of smells you will offer, or did you kind of choose solely on what was appealing to you?
For the women, I pretty much did what was appealing to me. I did shoot a couple tweets asking people what scents they liked, just to get an idea, and most responded with fruity scents. For the men, which is much more difficult because, and that's why I don't use the word body butter for men. I use body moisturizer because it's hard enough to get men to use a product like this.
Right.
And to have it called butter would, I think, make it that much more difficult. So I call it body moisturizer, and I did research the type of scents that men like. But I think primarily it's just what I feel and what I like. And the line that I have, if I have a particular scent that is not, getting as much sales, then I would probably just go ahead and cut it.
Okay. Gotcha. Mhm. Okay. Well, you know, over here at PD Radio, we certainly endorse Creole Love. I have personally went to your website to purchase some of your products. I got, I believe it was the Island Breeze, the candle, and the body butter. Oh my God, ladies, listen, ladies, y'all need to go onto her website because her products are amazing. The smell, the texture,
yes,
just leave you feeling silky smooth. And I'm already silky smooth, and that just puts me over the top. I'm a mess. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm a mess. But no, seriously, your products are the bomb. I really do love them.
Thank you.
I got something from your Jacques collection as well, which I gifted to my co-host, Black. He could tell you, you know, how he felt about the product that he received.
Okay.
I love it. I'm not, fellas, trust me, the scent. I know women talk about putting on layers. They have that.
That's, it's all about the layers.
Fellas, you have the opportunity now to actually, you know, get your layer game going on so that you smell good all day. Trust me. I am not lying.
Right,
I love it. So, hey, you know, I love it. You know what I mean? So it definitely step your game up. And, it's like I said, it smells great from start to finish until, you know, if you party all night, whatever you do, suit, tie, you're going to smell lovely. So,
and when you're at home, you chilling, you're trying to get your vibe right, you put on that Creole Love candle, oh, my gosh, your house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, you got to check it out. I'm telling you, she's the truth. So, Tina, how are your products being received, and how are you getting yourself out there to the people?
The response has been phenomenal, to be honest. I am intrigued with the men because I know that that's the most difficult audience. That was going to be the most difficult audience for me to reach. And even the most rugged, masculine man likes it. And so I'm excited about that. And I'm getting out there with the help of my management, which is LeVan at LDC Management.
That's my man right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's out there pounding the pavement, working hard, and getting the name out there. So it's
okay.
Working.
All right. Well, your products are amazing, and you definitely tapped into a great market. Do you have an actual store as well as online, or is it just strictly online right now?
Just online.
Okay.
I did have the opportunity to be in a boutique for a short time in Florida, but unforeseen circumstances, that boutique closed down. You know, we're not discouraged. We're still looking for other opportunities. So I expect to be somewhere in 2013.
All right. Another way to really get out there, too, which I find is very effective, is if you do home parties with your products. That would be a great way to get sales, too. So that may be something you may want to think about. And you can offer the hostess, you know, free products if she brings in a certain amount of people. You come in, demonstrate what you have going on, and get your sales up.
That's right. I have a couple people mention that. So I will have to put
that
on the radar. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Do you have any plans? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I think the product, it will definitely sell itself. If you can get anyone just to come up and smell it and put it, apply it, it will just sell itself. You know what I mean? It's a really great product. So, you know.
It's been mostly word of mouth. You know, and it's been, you know, family members and friends that wear it. And, you know, I use my family as guinea pigs, you know, and I try different things on it. And, you know, so they wear it and put it out there, you know, with their jobs or their friends, and that's how they're bringing in the sales.
Well, that's the best advertisement, you know, to get the people closest to you to endorse it just by using the product, you know?
You put on
the body butter, or you're lighting a candle in your home and somebody is around you and they're like, what is that? Oh, that's Creole Love. You need to get up on that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to use them. And, hey, most great products start out that way. You start out with family and friends, and it just kind of takes off. But I know yours is going to take off because you have a great product.
I appreciate that. And the East Coast and the South has shown me a lot of love. The East Coast and the South has shown me a lot of love. So,
That's what it is. Are you going to go into any other products with Creole Love or any other scents? Or are you going to stay with me?
Yeah, I want to add one scent per quarter. And so this upcoming quarter, which is April 1st, is Paradise. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I like to do a fragrance line.
Awesome. You know what else would be great for you, Tina?
What's that?
Some lip balm. Ladies lip balm. That would be nice, too.
I think you're the fifth or sixth person that said that. I'm going to have to do that.
I'm sure you can learn it. Yeah, the cute
somewhere.
You should look into that, Tina. I think that would be great to add to your line.
Okay.
So, I think we have a caller on the line. So let's bring the caller in and see what they have to say to you, Tina.
All right.
Hold on a second.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, 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 it's me. It's LeVan.
Well,
what's
up, LeVan? That's Superman on the line. How you doing?
No.
Hi, LeVan.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Good, good.
Why y'all acting like y'all don't know each other? Y'all can, greet each other better than that. This is PD Radio, darling. Come on now.
We've never spoken.
I'm doing great, LeVan.
This is kind of weird talking to her on air. I'm used to talking to her privately. That's all.
She's a superstar now. Come on, and because of you too, LeVan. You know you work hard for your clients. I see you. That's why I love me some you. This man, if you don't know, LeVan Collins, LDC Management. Y'all better check him out because this man is the truth.
Yes,
I'm trying to tell you,
he works double, triple.
Yes, for his clients. He don't even mess around. That's why I love LeVan. So, LeVan.
Three-hour time difference between us. And I'm in Cali, and I'll text him. It could be 10, 11 o'clock at night, and he'll still respond for the most part.
Wow.
That's because he's Superman. Stop, LeVan. LeVan be like, you be just gushing all over me. That's right, because you're the truth, man.
I'm putting it out there. Don't get me wrong. When I believe in something, I fight hard. But no, the reason for my call, I just wanted to let you guys know. On Tuesdays, this is absolutely crazy. You guys blow my mind. I'm over here laughing my ass off. Tina, nervous as hell, but she is doing a phenomenal job. And I just want to say, on behalf of Creole Love Products, Miss PD Black, Tina sent. You guys, a Jamaica Me Crazy body butter and a men's moisturizer for you, Black. So,
wow, that's love right there. I got to give it up to you
guys.
You guys are so sweet. Wow.
The moisturizer is crazy. I can't say enough how it makes me feel. You know, just throwing that on, and you just smell. You know, you feel fresh, clean. Great product.
Coming from a man. This man is telling you.
I'm the number one spokesperson when it comes to the Jacques collection. I walk in the store and you better believe you see me coming. You hear me coming. You smell me coming. You already know. I got people that's trying to rip my clothes off. Trying to get a hold
I've
of
got a, exactly.
No, that's right.
A lot of compliments. I'm telling you.
She may not want to take it to the stars where y'all really want to take it to, but the truth of the matter is, we got women talking about it. It's making them tingle. We got dudes over there talking about. I kid you not. I got neighbors talking about. I'm gonna eat this off her. I'm just keeping it 100.
Wow.
So,
I love it.
I mean, the product is absolutely amazing. I'm not blowing smoke up nobody, but Tina's the first one to know proof behind the scene, and I'll let her know if it's whack. It's whack. We're not dropping a scent if it's not true to her.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. She knows. She loves what women like, and she knows what men. She knows what women love on men, and that is just a huge recipe right there. So I just wanted to say, Tina, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Jump on air, say anything of that nature, but I just wanted to give y'all some love.
Wow, that's sweet. Thank you, LaVann.
That's
thank
what
you
I'm talking
so
about.
Very much. You rock. You already know how I feel about you.
On that note, I'm gonna throw out an exclusive. I know I'm not supposed to say anything. I know Tina will kill me. I know everybody else will, but listen, May 13th, it is going down in Las Vegas. iCure 5 Out Cure for Cancer charity party business mixer with all of LDC management clients. Creole Love products will be on hand with products sold.
Wow.
There will be a celebrity on site. We're doing it in a mansion. We will have press. So I am inviting you guys out. I know it's tacky for me to do it on air, but I'm definitely inviting
not
you
at
guys.
All.
You said May 13th, right?
Ain't May nothing 13th, tacky about
the day,
that.
The day after Mother's Day from 6 to 9.
Sweet.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to hit you up, LaVann. I need the details on that because I need to make that happen. You know?
All right.
I need to make that happen.
I got somebody that's on the ready to press go on the flyers as soon as I hear from my PR person, and you know I'll have you. I got you.
All right, you heard it here. Exclusive. We love exclusives on PD Radio. You know, we just love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Creole Love. It's going
that's
down.
That's right. So,
Creole Love could be smelling up the mansion. That's all I'm saying. I'm out.
I know that's right. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We want to thank you, LaVann, for calling in and chiming in with us tonight. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for all that you do for PD Radio. For everybody who's listened, LaVann has brought many clients to PD Radio, and he plugs the show immensely, and we just can't thank you enough. I really appreciate you. I want to say it on the air. You're tops in my book. You always will be, and just thank you for everything, LaVann, and keep doing what you're doing for your peoples.
Love you guys.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you. All right. Now, Miss Tina, I want to get back to you. I want to know, before we close out, I want to know, do you have any advice for women who have dreams and ideas but are often afraid to pursue them for whatever reason? What can you share with them to let them know it's okay, you know, to live your dreams and just try? What would you say?
Well, I would say don't be discouraged, and don't limit yourself time-wise, meaning don't feel that you have to accomplish certain things within a certain time because, you know, in business, and I'm sure as the two of you know, everything doesn't always flow as it should or
exactly.
What you would like to. And so that can easily deter someone. So I would say, you know, don't be discouraged by that. And to, you know, keep pressing on. And I think it's really important to have a mentor. And it doesn't necessarily need to be someone who is in the same business, but someone who is successful, who's motivated, who, you know, really is hungry for what they do.
There it is. There it is. You heard it from Tina Williams. She said it. Is there any last words that you want to say, Tina, before you go? Any shout outs you want to give, or do you want to touch on anything that maybe I haven't asked you about that you'd like to put out there?
Well, I'll always send a shout out to my manager, LaVann. He's an awesome guy. You know, we've been friends for a long time. We worked together years ago, and you know, that friendship evolved into also a business relationship, and it's been great, and I appreciate everything that he does. And
right.
To my family that's listening, my sister and my brother, shout out to them, and my nieces and nephews.
Yep, all 74
of
them.
Right.
That is Jada Blaze. I listened to her earlier, and Jada Blaze performed at my launch party in Florida, and she set it off. I think she is really hot, and so I, you know, encourage people to go and check her out and follow her on Twitter.
Oh, that's my girl right
about.
There. She was also a guest here on PD Radio, and she does her thing. We're big fans of hers. So,
yes,
you know, big
is.
Love to Jada Blaze. She doing it.
Oh,
I'm Michelle Obama, Queen Latifah. That's my song right there.
that power music.
That's right. That's right. She gets us hyped.
She has a message. She has a message to tell.
Yeah, she does, and she does it so well. She has so much energy. I see a video of her performing. Just awesome. She's great. I love her. Yeah. All right, Tina.
Thank you, two of you, Kay Black and PD, for coming to showcase my products on your show today.
Yes. And you're going to be featured on our website. We're going to have your information there on our website. So all you that are listening, you want to know more about Tina Williams, you can go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, and get her information there. Again, Tina, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Creole Love
right.
is a great product. You guys make sure you check her out and get that. Tina,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right.
Thanks.
That's right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Woo.
All right. Right now, Black, music.
That's right.
What y'all know about Double Dutch Bus, though?
Double Dutch affair.
guys doing tonight? Y'all better call up and say hi. 646-478-3599. What's going on, Black?
Hey, I know you're feeling that energy tonight.
The energy on the show tonight is crazy. I love
it. Crazy. Great products.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, vouch for these products. I love the Creole Love line.
RL called
me
up on the show, you know,
exactly.
Unexpectedly. You know, to show us love, like I'm smiling major right now. I'm
from
happy.
The jump. It
from
was a story
jump.
I wanted to get up with Levan. You know, he was, you know, kind of giving out some war stories about the Creole Love products and how it just makes people, you know, just do crazy stuff. So my here's what happened to me just the other day. I had my Creole line, you know, had it on.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was going to work fresh, clean. And, you know, just jumped off. I was like, what the?
My good darling.
Hey, how you doing, lady? Hello. Ooh. I don't
have any panties.
That's how it gets down with the Creole Love line. I'm trying to tell you.
Black, you are stupid.
Step
you
your game up. Step
I'm
your game
with
up.
You.
Baby.
Oh, my God. Yes, yeah, step your game up. My good
get it together.
I'm done. I'm so done right now. Well, it looks like we have a caller on the line. You want to bring them in and see what they have to say, Black?
Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's
PD
going
Radio,
on.
What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, maybe not.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You don't want to talk to us? Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be scared, people. If you want to talk to I don't bite. Miss PD don't bite. I mean,
hey,
if you ask me to, if you really want me to, though, you know, I can make it happen. But I won't just do it on my own without your permission. But I will give, you know, I will give you a little something.
PD.
Yeah.
We have
I'm crazy.
Couple of minutes. If you guys have used the Creole Love line and want to call in real quick, you get 30 seconds. You want to test the, you want to testify on how great the product is, call us up.
Woo! That's
we will
right.
give you the floor. You know what I mean? Because I know
right.
how it makes me feel. You know what I'm saying? So when
that's
I step
truth.
Out,
that's
it's like, woo! I'll be on my Superman lover.
Oh, what?
I know about
I can't
that.
With you. I can with you. If you guys just want to call up, shout us out, you can do that too. 646-478-3599. I ain't messing with you, but I'm tuning you out. I can't eat. I can't eat. No, you didn't go there. You went there. You still going there.
I'm telling you, that's, hey, I'm trying to tell you. Get your smell good game up, baby. Get it up.
Yeah, what's your favorite scent? I like to know, you know, what people put on to smell good. So call us up and tell us your favorite scent. My absolute favorite scent of all time is Calvin Klein Euphoria. That's my favorite scent. Put that on, people be like, whoa.
The y'all all over,
go
huh?
Crazy. Yeah, they go crazy over that.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's my favorite. You know, I use all the Victoria's Secrets and Bath and Body Works and, you know, all that stuff. But, man, that Calvin Klein Euphoria is the truth. I'm telling you, the men will be sniffing up under you. You'll be like, go home. That is the truth. My birthday is coming up, so if anybody wants to buy me a bottle, I will not object. At all. Trust me, I won't. So, you know, I have to just put that out there, you know. So, I won't be mad. I won't be like, no, you don't have to. I won't say none of that.
Hey, that's the way to a lady's heart sometimes.
I am such a mess. And I love vanilla scents. Any vanilla scent, oh my goodness, I'm like in heaven.
Mm.
That's the best scent to me. But, you know, that's my personal take. What's your favorite scent, Black? Do you have a favorite? You know what I like for a man? I like when a man has that soap smell, like that fresh. I'm so serious.
You like that
if
fresh
if you have, like,
shower,
that fresh, like that Irish Spring, like something, like, strong, like Irish Spring or, you know, Zest, Lever 2000, something like that strong mess. I love it. You go smell a man, you go smell his neck, and he smell like, you know, all fresh, like he just stepped out the shower. It's like,
Call us up, ladies.
That's what
tell,
I like.
Tell us what you like to smell on your man. You know what I'm saying? I know,
yes.
Hey. Tell us how you like it. 646-478-3599.
You know, Mother's Day coming up, so you got to let the fellas know what it is you want, ladies. So, you know, don't be scared. Don't be shy. Let them know. Shoot. Tell them, damn it, this is what I want.
Don't like that.
Well, you know me, I'm just bold like that. I'll just tell you, I don't care.
It's like that?
No, I'm not bold. I hate you, Black. I really don't like you tonight at all.
Don't get nothing.
At all. I'm not bold, y'all. I'm timid. I'm lying. That's radio talk. I'm very submissive and weak. You know, I can't
not
even get that
bottom.
Without laughing. I can't even say that without laughing. But anyway, call us up. You got a few minutes. 646-478-3599. You call, you press 1 that you want to talk to us. But when we put you on the line, you don't say anything. So don't be scared. Like I said, we don't bite. But in the meantime, we're going to go into some music as we prepare for our second guest for the night.
Ooh.
But right now, Black, I want to hit him up with a little something. You know what I want to hit him up with?
What you got,
I want to give them the SOS band. take your time.
Let's do it.
Right now. PD Radio.
What's up? It's your girl Nicole King. Nicole King. All my ladies, hold it down for that man with that good, good,
good.
To his chips and on his dick. Wanna be Miss Kane, but them dames that can only wish. They try to kick the shit but never get the time of day, cause he addicted to this juicy clit, that ocean spray. Oh, I forgot to say, when I look they wait, I can see the hate, it's been praying all
they love hate. I got my man forever, bitch, no eliminate. We spend this time and I'm loving every minute of it. Bittersweet experiences when we all been
public.
Tonight's second guest, Miss Nicole Kane, and she is in the queue. We're just waiting for her to get in so we can go into her interview, and there she is, Black. Let's do what it is we do.
Let's do what we do.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
This is a PD exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
That's right, another PD exclusive. And right now, you guys, we have on the line the very beautiful and talented Miss Nicole Kane. Nicole, hello. Welcome to PD Radio.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Oh, got that energy.
Oh, we are doing great. We're doing great.
It's
how are you?
Pleasure to be on the radio with you guys tonight. Thank you, first
of
all.
Well, we thank you for having the talent to be on the radio show tonight. So, thank you. So, Nicole Kane, that's a hot name. Now, I just want to let the people know, you were brought to my attention by a very loyal PD Radio listener, Eargasm. He hit me up and said, I need to check you out, that you were doing big things. So I checked, I heard, and here you are. So let's start by letting the audience know where it is you're from, what it is you do, and how to get the name Nicole Kane.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, born and raised. I moved to Atlanta when I was 5, so basically I'm a Georgia peach. That's what I get. So I'm like, okay, you from here. So I grew up in Stone Mountain, Decatur area. They're kind of close, like Zone 6, that's what we call it. Shout out to the East Side. So So that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. I was raised in Decatur. And I got the name Nicole Kane. I mean, Erica is my first name. Mm-hmm. Nicole is my middle name. And Kane, like, honestly, they've been calling me that since I was young. My mom used to watch the soap operas.
You know.
You know.
I was thinking that, too, Nicole. I swear. I was thinking that. I was like, is that after
my
Erica Kane?
My family members,
you know?
They associated that Erica Kane. So they were like, Kane, you know, just as a nickname. But as I got older, like, my friends, they started calling me Kane. So I'm like, what? Kane is just sticking to me. So I put Nicole Kane together. As an artist. So just basically you can say Erica Nicole Kane or you can say Nicole Kane. But the rap artist is Nicole Kane.
Yeah, Nicole Kane,
like
that's hot. It vibes. I like it a lot.
It has power behind it too. You know what I mean? It's like a powerful name.
Yeah.
Stands out.
You have a powerful presence as well, Nicole. And I saw the pics. I was like, okay. She's beautiful. You know,
you
have a very big presence about you, so I like that. I like that. So the name goes with your presence, so you got to keep that. Now, I read you went to performing arts school, learning music, dance, and acting. Do you feel that it was helpful in shaping you into the person you are and the career path that you choose?
Oh, definitely. Like, growing up, that's all I knew was singing, acting, dance, and writing. Like, I was born to be, like, you know, famous. Like,
Okay.
I would write little notes in my notebook that I still have now, like, whatever date that was, the year, now, it was like 04, like, soon to be famous, Nicole, Erica. Like, I would doodle a lot and just write a lot, but being in school, it taught me, you know, things that I didn't know about technical theater. You know, the lighting and stuff, production.
Right.
Also, acting, I mean, I'm just like, I think I'm the goofiest person ever. People think I'm serious. Like, please don't take me serious. Like, I would joke around in a minute. You'd be like, what? No. But, I mean, acting, I love it. I mean, you're able to express yourself in many ways without people, you know, really judging you.
I love acting,
and I love to dance. Like, I have videos on YouTube where I'm, you know,
twerking.
Why did you tell him that? What was that again? I mean, they're all there, like,
it's everything is in me. Music, dancing, acting is in me. Like, I love it. I can't escape it. So definitely my background has a lot to do with it because my family is telling me that's all I did. Lock myself in a room and listen to music, all types of music. So,
Okay, so someone like you, like you said, is meant for you because you didn't just wake up one day in your teenage years and like, oh, I want to do this. Like, you've been doing it, you know. It's a part of you, so it's meant to be. So, you know, stay on your grind and it's going to happen the way you want it to happen. Now, I want
to
ask you, Nicole. There it is. You're absolutely right.
It takes hard work first. Before anything, the talent is going to take hard work and a business mind. So,
Definitely. Great answer, Nicole. I love it. Now, you do hip-hop. I know you do many things, but I want to talk to you about the hip-hop because women in hip-hop, I believe, is still very hard to sell yourself because you have to be that much greater than your male counterparts. And when a woman gets put on, she's looked at as if she's on because she's cute and can be marketed, but not necessarily because she has skills. Have you come across, you know, narrow-minded people like that who doubt you because you are so beautiful, or has the industry kind of been open to you and what it is you want to do?
I had my share of both. Like, in 2010, that's when I first started back, you know, recording and getting back into, you know, doing the shows. So a lot of people were very like, let me see what she working with. Let me try her, you know, as we would say in the edit. Let me try her and see what she about. And, I mean, it only taught me, you know, to pay attention to people that talk too much. Pay attention to people that say they're going to do something and don't do it, you know, or, you know, just flashy people. Okay, you got this, you got that. That don't mean anything. in this world because it's business first. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your money where your mouth is. Like, I mean, so I'm telling you, I had my share of people, you know, jigging me, getting me, you know, oh, yeah, you got to pay this to come. You know, I'm like, no, I don't believe that. That don't sound right. You know, so you got to keep your eyes open, your ears open. You just have to. You got to pay attention because people don't appear who they are, you know, the first time. They don't.
That is very true. That's true. Now, how important is self-promotion? How do you personally get your music out to the people, and has it been effective for you?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, how important is self-promotion? How do you get your music out to the people, and has it been effective for you?
Okay, self-promotion is important. I mean, like, from my experience, I've basically used social networks to promote myself. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the smartphone saved my life. I mean, it does everything for right now. You know, what I'm able to work with to get myself to where I need to be, it's helped me out a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, so many great women in hip-hop and music, period, leave a lasting impression in our spirits simply by delivering a powerful message through their music, which through time will remain just as fresh and new as the day we first heard it. Now, being that you, Nicole, are the mother of two girls, is that portrayal just as important to you with your music to deliver, a positive message?
The music, as far as my music, I can't say it's going to, right as of now, bring a positive message to my age group of kids, but growing up as, you know, them being teens and then being influenced by other music, it's like, okay, yeah, that's hot. You know, we're going to jam to that. I think kids mostly hear the beat nowadays.
Right.
Like, they can repeat the words, but they don't know what they're talking about. But, I mean, my kids used to be in the studio with me, you know, in the safe environment, you know, other kids. And they would come out singing my song. So I'm like, wow. Like, they hear it.
How cute is
and
that?
They are easily influenced. And I also wanted, like, in the future, so, like, I really wanted to put them, you know, in TV, stuff like that. But just to get them to open up their creative side because they're very creative. So I think that would be an advantage for me because they see it now and they're with me now through this journey. So when they're older, you know, hey, express yourself. I will support you. You know, just as long as you're doing the right thing, I will support you.
Right.
So I want to, you know, get other little girls to realize that too, and teenagers, because nowadays they are influenced by music. It's like they'll listen to music before they listen to their mom.
That's true.
Like,
that's
very
true.
Or TV, you know, like, I mean, out here, it's the media has been out for years. Like, people have been influenced by the media for years.
Hey. That's true. I feel like, you know, everything you do as an artist doesn't have to be, you know, so conscious, but you do have to have conscience when you are doing your music. Everything can't be on the up and up. It's okay to have the party music, and, you know, and it's okay to have all that, but you still, you know, the bottom line is, you know, just be conscious and be aware that those little girls and those, you know, the young men out there, they're looking up to us, you know, when they're listening to our music, so... But, you know, respect. That was a great answer you gave to that. Now I want to know, Miss Nicole Kane, I love seeing your name, given the opportunity right now to perform on stage with any artist, who would you choose and why?
Oh, my God.
Anyone. Dead or alive.
Wow, I don't know if I could choose one. If I say somebody's name, then she's going to be jealous, and then, you know, she's probably going to have, you know, it's going to be drama.
Tell it. Nope, Nicole, tell it how you're feeling.
Okay. Expecting me to say Rihanna because I love her, but no, not Rihanna. It will be Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Wow, I love her to death. Like,
yes.
Her music, like, influenced me from little, you know, from back then to now, like, she's a legend. So Lauryn Hill, like, if I can just,
you would rip the stage with Lauryn Hill, huh?
Yes.
All right.
That'd be dope,
though,
like Nicole Kane, Lauryn Hill.
There you go. You can see it already, right? It can happen.
Right.
You know what you got to say is going to happen. There you go.
It's going to happen one day.
You got to make it happen.
It's going to happen May 7th.
Oh, there you go. Spend a date on it.
And that's my birthday. I have to do a birthday show. May 7th. Team Taurus in the building.
Oh, Team Taurus right here, Nicole. You already
know. Make sure you get, make sure you get her down on your list now.
He's hating over there, Nicole, because he's not a Taurus. He's an Aries. He's hating right now. Don't pay him no mind.
Hey, my
birthday is Aries, so that's what's up. At least we get along with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do get along with the Aries. That's true. We really, really do.
Nah, don't step back in now. I got to kiss up.
I got to kiss up to my co-host. I need you, Black.
I love it.
Nicole, you have a mixtape coming out this spring called Grind Music Volume 1, and we're going to play your single Dope after your interview. We already played your song Good Good. That's hot. Oh, yeah.
We're loving it.
Do you have an actual release date set yet for your mixtape?
As of now, I do not have a release date.
Okay.
But everybody in the Atlanta area, I will be having a single release party. May 7th on my birthday, which is Tuesday.
On your birthday,
Yeah, so, you know, new music release on Tuesday, so we just want to drop it on Tuesday. We're going to find a venue, and I will let you guys know on Twitter where that will be located. But no release date for the mixtape. We're working on it. And also, if anybody out there knows any DJs that host mixtapes, contact me on Twitter or email me at Nicole King with a Q, K-A-N-E, at gmail.com. So, yeah, I mean, I'm working every day.
Okay.
I see.
Meeting different people, getting different connects.
Okay. Yeah, I see you on Twitter doing your thing. I'm like, she working.
Yeah.
I love it.
Twitter is a great networking tool. Great.
Yeah. I used to be resistant to Twitter at first when it came out. I'd sign up. I'm like, okay. You know, I wasn't really on it. Then later I came back. I'm like, okay, let me give you a try.
I mean, because people
don't
give you a bad. I mean, it's, you know, it's drama filled. Yes, I've had my days, but, you know, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to get gritty.
But that's life, right? There's always drama. You know, you try to do your best.
I mean, you try to do you.
And no matter what you do, the drama comes. So, whatever.
And we just,
take it with a grain of salt.
The haters. Oh, yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Zobi. She's Haitian. We have a single together, Sock Passe. That means what's up in Haiti.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
You can take a listen on that on SoundCloud.com. It's a snippet, so we're not going to give you everything. We're just going to give you dope music and hope you guys get hooked, right?
Man, Nicole, you are on it, man. I tell you, you don't mess around. I see. So what's up, Black? I know you got something you itching to ask Nicole.
Come on,
Black. What you
want to ask? I got two questions for you. First question. See, look at you. See, you're going the wrong way. But anyway, this is what I got.
How you
for
know which way she's
first
going?
Question. I have to know. I always ask, especially MCs, as a lovely lady, when you were, you know, honing on your skills. When you first ate up that first person, I know you had to freestyle on somebody. How did you feel? And then at that point, did you know this is what I can do? This, you know, like what was it about that moment when you actually went in on this girl or guy? How did it make you feel? And then,
oh wow,
you know,
bring
us back to the, you know, yeah.
What are you doing to her, Black?
Okay, look, Well, it was like kind of two incidents. The first time I actually performed on stage and, you know, I rocked the crowd, that was a great moment. Like, wow, you know, I kind of got addicted to performing. And I never really went in on anybody battling, like freestyling, because, I mean, there's no competition. I mean, where are the female rappers at? Where are you guys? Where are you guys? No, seriously. I mean, like, just going in, but I've expressed on paper, you know, to some people that, you know, I just wanted to get my music out on paper instead of telling them to their face, you know, the safest way. But, I mean, I'm not a real battle rapper. Like, I mean, I'm working on my craft. Like, you know, I'm a writer first, but
okay,
freestyling, you know, I'll get in there, you know, after a couple, you know, little drinks at happy hour, I'm good. I'm
working. Nothing wrong with that.
I can go in all night. Shout out to my team, GMD. Like, that's what I get into on Freestyle Cyphers.
Okay,
it's more on a
okay.
personal level. It's not more, you know, attacking anybody.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, that's
now
cool.
My
that's
other question, as an artist, I know you have your favorite producer, and I know what producer would just make you, you know, just go wild on some bars. Like, what producer would you love to work with that would just take you, you know, that you feel would take you to the whole another level?
Wow, the one I haven't met yet. I'm so serious. No, seriously.
Now, are we talking sound
industry or are we talking non-industry independent?
It could be
industry?
Independent. It could be whoever. It
doesn't matter.
If you want to put somebody on right now who you think is hot, put them on. I mean, I just want to. Curious.
Okay, well, I'm going to play like I'm Diddy right now, so. but I would definitely sign Airgasm, like, dope.
Oh, really?
World. Yeah, shout out to Airgasm.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's hot. That's
right.
My boy,
I mean,
right there. Okay.
I can't, you know, we got a little something cooking up on the mixtape. I just want y'all to stay tuned and just different sound.
Uh-huh.
You know, I appear for different sound, like, if it's different, I'm going to be like, okay, I need that beat. Shout out to Maserati.
Gotcha.
Maserati.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Productions. He produced dope music, actually. Yeah, so we have to shout him out.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I mean, it's a lot of talent in Atlanta. It's a lot of talent in the United States, like everywhere. So,
yes.
Like I said, the whole social networking, you will meet different people. So,
right.
Everybody.
That's
true.
Everybody can't vibe to the club music all day, every day. Don't get me wrong. I love the A music, but, you know, sometimes you want to hear
mm-hmm.
something different, something fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, wow, that just took me away. Like,
right.
So,
right.
Like,
that's true.
Crazy beats that play, you know, like really that tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want, you know. So any producers out there, y'all send those beats to musiclovers@gmail.com. MusicLoversENT@gmail.com.
I'm gonna have my co-host Black District sing you some, because you know that's the beat therapist right there. He gets it in.
I was checking out your bio on Twitter. Like, I need to, you know, hear some music. So let's get it.
Okay.
The music
all
don't
right.
stop. Like, I'll work with everybody until there's nobody else to work with. I'm
that's
ready.
That's what
like.
I'm talking about. Man, so that's
ready.
What you need, the artists that are ready to go. You know, so
right.
many people
hungry.
Think they can just sit back and just, exactly, you got to be hungry. You can't just sit back and think it's going to come to you. You got to get out there. You got to work. You got to network. You got to grind. You got to make your presence known. Otherwise,
right.
it's all for naught, you know. So respect to you, Nicole. Now,
thank
before
you
we
so
let
much.
You go, I read you have so many other things going on in your life. Is there anything solid that you can confirm for us, or maybe just tell us what it is that you're working on? I saw something about TV shows, something like, I mean, you know,
TV
I'm just throwing
shows?
It out there. Yeah, I kind of read that.
Well, the TV show, I'm not sure, but I have my video Grind For You on like two different websites. It's called deadseriestv.net. And
okay.
also VA mm-hmm. Talent was spinning the video from a show that I did. And also Pink City, ATL, is a division of DMD, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we're just building a team of promo females, not necessarily models. I mean, you want
mm-hmm.
to look good, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're not discriminating on your look, size, or whatever. But we basically bringing people up to date with events and parties all over the city, the U.S., and we're trying to do the fashion thing with the lingerie, the clothes, you know, what women like to wear. Basically embracing
right.
women's
okay.
sexiness. I believe
wow.
every woman is sexy in her own way. So, like, you know, back to the music thing, like, when I do talk about, you know, something sexy, is not really like
mm-hmm.
sex, let's get it on, you know, like, I feel
right.
sexy, and every woman should feel sexy. So that's what Pink City
that's
is
true.
All about, feeling sexy and being beautiful
like
and embracing each
Pink
other.
Pink City. Okay,
Pink City,
I like that
yes,
name.
With a Y.
Okay.
Follow
that's
them on Twitter, Pink City ATL. Facebook page, City Hitsville, also.
I see you, Nicole. Mm-hmm. I got my eye on you.
Get some information right here. Definitely.
I know. It's been great, though. It's been a great year.
We need some more information.
Start off from, you know, it's been a great year already.
Okay. All right. Well, things are going to continue to pop off for you, I'm sure of it, because I see you, like I said, I see you on Twitter, and you're doing your thing. You don't mess around, so respect to you, Nicole. I love it.
A woman who goes after
her goals and her dreams and, like, really pushes, nothing but respect for you all day long.
Thank you so much.
So you have a home here at PD Radio, so when you have your records coming out, just shoot them to me. They get spins on the air right here on PD Radio. We got you. We're fans.
That's the live
is on just straight emergency right now. I think people want to call in and talk to you.
Oh, Lord, it's going crazy right now.
Let's bring them in. Let's bring some of them in. They got questions for Nicole. Let's do it.
Bam. PD Radio, right. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Angel. I called.
Hi, Angel.
I've been holding for like 20 minutes to talk to Nicole.
Oh, hey, that's true love right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know a true fan. What's up?
Yes, true.
Earlier, but I had peeped one of her performances just on the humbug. I stopped by somewhere called I Lounge, and she was performing. But I was never able to find the record. But it was hot, Mind Your Own Business, and I ain't heard it anymore. I need that because I got some people
I need to message to.
Well, that's available at SoundCloud.com, Miss Kane. That's MISSKANE.
Okay.
Mind Your Own Business is on SoundCloud. Also, the video is on YouTube.
Sweet. Okay.
But if you wanted a personal copy, you know, just shoot me your email on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No, but I'll get on if you tell me you're going to follow me.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're making connections right here.
I appreciate that. You can take my email down, and then you can send me your email, however you want to do it.
I would love to. I'm going to get my own copy, but if you'll sign it for me, that'll do it for me.
Oh, wow.
The phone come out on ringtone, because that Mind Your Own Business. But while I was waiting, what's the song they play to you?
What song did they play? They play the song of yours, Good. We're going to have all the information on the website.
Yeah. Go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, and you can find Nicole's information there as well.
I sure appreciate y'all, and I really like her music. I just wanted to let you know that. I actually got to get back to work. I was sneaking just because I wanted to talk to her, but I love
you.
Wow,
that's love. Thanks for calling in, Angel. Wow.
That's right.
That's love, Nicole.
That's what's up. I'm over here two-stepping and stuff. And
I know, that's right. I'm two-stepping with your girl.
Black is a mess.
You want to take another call, Black? Let's bring them in.
Let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Valencia calling from Kentucky. Y'all already know. Hey, Valencia.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I really want to give a shout out to Miss Nicole because when I came on the radio, all I heard was airgasm. So y'all know that got my attention right there. So.
Oh man!
And this part, but also for real, I gotta check you out. I'm hearing you. I'm loving the way you sounded motivated. I will definitely be peeping you out. I'm gonna check out PD Radio website and definitely get your information because I got to. Check out this woman on the grind. So you definitely got a fan over here.
Wow. And what's
your name again?
Love is crazy.
What's your name again? Valencia? Thank you so much, Valencia. Yeah.
Definitely
got to
support women on their grind.
That's right. All day, every day. That's right. And Nicole, just so you know, Valencia was a past guest on the show. She's an author. She has a poetry book out called Time is Clock. So... she's out there. She's another woman doing her thing. And the fact that she called up just to show love to you, that's awesome.
Great connection.
Love it.
Greatness. That's what I'm talking about. Greatness
yes.
for 2013. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to check her out. Definitely going to check
right.
her out.
All right, Delicia, thank you so much for calling out. You know we appreciate you. You know we love you here on PD Radio.
I definitely love y'all right there. I'm going to be listening to the rest of the show.
Okay.
You got it.
Bye.
I got to bring in one more person. They've been holding on for a minute. I don't want to disrespect
yeah,
nobody. You know.
Nah, the love
like,
is crazy for Nicole tonight.
That's right. PD Radio, what's your name? Don't cut me.
Nah, don't cut me. Hello? You're on the line with PD Radio. I guess not. They scared to talk. All right, let's go into another one. We have more, so.
Let's see.
The lines are crazy for Nicole.
Damn.
I hope they get to me.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. My name is Aisha, and I am Erica's best friend, biggest fan, and I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm paying attention to
oh
you.
My God,
I love you, and I'm so proud of you. And
oh,
I just wanted to let you know that I am listening and I am watching you. We don't live in the same state anymore, so we don't talk that much, and we are friends
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. And I just wanted to let my best friend know that I love you, I'm supporting you, and I am peeping you.
That's what I'm talking about.
And maybe we don't talk every day, but just know I'm keeping up with what you're doing. And I want to let you know I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you,
Erica.
Now,
now y'all
going to
make me cry. Now y'all going to make me cry.
I
want
to say thank you for calling,
like,
man.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Wow, the love is crazy.
Like high school.
Yes,
I probably
was
told that I wouldn't ask no crazy questions, but
I'm going
to have to ask you a question about Nicole since I got you on.
Oh, Uh-oh.
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 Aisha's on the hot spot.
I want you to give our listeners, since you are her best friend, I want you to give our listeners just an insight of when you've seen Nicole perform and how how did it feel to you seeing your best friend perform and just rip it down, like, you know, seeing her do her thing.
I'm going to keep it real. I have not been to, like, one of her personal shows, but like I said, I've seen her when she was on YouTube in clubs. And from what I can
right.
see, my best friend is getting it. Like I said, we've known each other since high school. So I can take you back from when she's always been the person that likes to, she's not afraid to speak up, say whatever she has to say. She's always been creative. We've been in drama class together, and she was very good at what she did. And she's very good. And to see her get this far with it, because this is not what she was. She was talking about this way before this even came. So to see her do it, and we lost contact for a while. But to see her actually, we meet up, and she's doing what she has to do. We done had our trials and tribulations and all of things that we had to get over. So she's very good. I'm knowing her before she was on the radio, before she even was in the studio. I'm knowing her. And so
I know
what she has is real talent. Like, she's very good. She's been dedicated since probably before she met me, she was talking about it. But we met in high school. So for her now, she's, I'm proud of you, girl. You go.
Thank you.
Wow.
So much.
I was not
going to forget. Love you. Oh, my God. I'm going to give you a big hug right now. Beautiful.
You should just expect, you know, one woman giving love to another.
I love you too, Erica.
Beautiful.
I love you too, and I'm so proud of you. And I will be seeing you this summer, like I told you, in June. So you keep doing your thing, girl. And
thanks,
I love you.
Baby's a kiss for me.
And everybody, please go out and get Erica Nicole Kane. And it's Miss Kane to you, Wayne. If you don't know. So therefore, you go there and keep it going.
I love it. Aisha, thank you so much for calling up tonight. We really appreciate you being on PD Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
Wow.
The love is amazing. We have to give her some more love. We got to soak it up
so
in the call. I'm loving
dope.
This. Let's go into another caller, Blatt.
Hello?
P Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Erica Kane's mom. Congratulations.
Oh, you know I got to ask for
Hold on. It's nothing but respect here on PD Radio, so we got to give it up for the mama. That's
yes.
right. That's how we do it. Give it up for the mama.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, thank you for calling in.
All right.
How does it feel to have your daughter be a superstar and people just loving her up and she's doing her thing? How does it make you feel
as
a mother to watch your daughter, like, you know, go for her dream? Yeah. Oh, this is so sweet.
This
Nicole, you okay over there?
I
think Nicole's tearing up. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said she didn't know I was listening in, huh?
Oh, I'm here, Mom. That's so sweet. Oh, my God. Okay.
I love you. Love you,
Mom.
Girl.
I love you, too, Mom.
Was Nicole bad? Did you have to take the switch to her a couple of times, Mom? Was she bad?
No, never was bad. Always a good girl. No,
That's
right.
That's what I want
Mama
to hear.
Not
that's
selling
what I want
out
to hear.
Her baby. That's right.
That's right.
She's always in the mirror. Always in the mirror.
Same voice in the mirror.
Well, Mama Kay, we want to thank you so much for calling up to talk to your baby on the line. Thank you so much for calling up on PD Radio. We appreciate you.
All right,
you have a good night.
All right, love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
That's sweet.
See, I wasn't even expecting all this.
You should see our phone lines right now, Nicole. Crazy. This is all love for you.
I think I got everybody, but I'm not sure.
I think it's one more we need to try.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go on to one more. See what they have to say for Nicole.
I think. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, no, that was me, y'all. They're not on the line.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
My husband's on the radio.
PD Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the line with PD Radio. What's your name?
Oh, this is the same person that called earlier, her best friend. I was just listening to the rest of the show with her.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, we're going to put you back on hold.
That's fine with me. I'm just listening. I'm just in.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, keep listening.
Okay.
All
right,
Black, I think it's one more we need to get to, or are we good?
I think that is it.
All right.
Nicole.
The love was crazy for you tonight. We thank you so much for being on the show. Before we let you go and we get into your song, Dope, are there any last thoughts you'd like to share or shout-outs that you want to give?
Yes. Definitely thank you guys. Like I said, thank Airgasm. Thank everybody that's been supporting me since day one. You know, everybody that sees it and believes it. As I do it myself, I mean, like, I visualize so much, you know, on a daily basis. It's like it's bound to happen. Like, I'm listening to God, you know. Just want to tell everybody, just put God first. Stay peaceful. Stay humble. Like I said, everybody isn't who they appear to be the first time, so you have to be aware of your surroundings, and I just want to say God bless everybody in the world, like, because I feel the love, and definitely in Atlanta here, everybody on their grind, every artist that I feature with, that I collab with, if I start naming people and I forget, then y'all want to stab me up and
right.
No, but definitely continue listening to the music, because there's more to come. This isn't you know, where I'm placing myself in a box, or they're trying to place me in a box. It don't stop right here. Like, I'm a hip-hop artist, hip-hop. I love music, and I just want to give y'all good music. That's what grind music is about. It's about the struggle. It's about getting from point A to point B without selling your soul. You know, it's the grind. It's the hustle, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely
all right.
Vibe music. Yeah, it's coming, y'all. Be patient with me. Thank you so much.
Well, you're definitely doing your thing. And like I said, the love that came through on our phone lines tonight for you, that says it all for me. So you obviously
right.
have a fan base. You obviously have the people out there that's riding with you. So, Nicole, nothing but respect for you. Again, we thank you for coming on tonight and sharing a little bit of your world with us. And we look forward to great music from you. So, PD Radio,
thank
we thank you so very much. Let's give it up for Miss Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, y'all. Give
you guys
it.
Have a great night.
All right, you two. We're going to go into your single right now, Dope. So... stay
here
tuned
is,
and listen
y'all.
For
Dope
that.
Music, turn it up. Turn your
there it
up.
Is. Woo! Ha ha! Nicole K. Let's do it.
Yo, Nicole Kane. Grind music. Dope shit. Ayy. Let move. Let move. Let move.
That dope shit, so turn it up. That dope shit, so cook it up. That dope shit, so serve it up. Get hooked, can't get enough.
Hey.
That dope shit, so turn it up. That dope shit, so cook it up. That dope shit, so serve it up. Get hooked, can't get enough. Dopeness,
huh?
That's what I'm about.
Okay.
You can take it how it is. You can stay in the drought.
In a
cooking
drought.
Up that Pyrex.
That Pyrex.
America's next is dope shit. It's critical. Have you chicken in the hospital? Chop
hey.
Shit. Confidential. When you get a dose, it's straight comatose. Shoot dope music in your
okay.
veins. Ain't gotta be present, remain on your brain. I'm the coach, come join my team.
Yeah.
Real gangsters, know what I mean. I'm the best since ever since.
Uh-huh.
That Andy baby's gonna represent. Never spend your dollars if it don't make sense.
Uh-uh.
Dope shit gonna pay the rent. This dope
yeah.
shit gonna keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Ain't dope shit, you ain't think how you blown. It's that dope shit,
so turn it up.
That dope shit, so cook it up. That dope
Radio.
That's right, PD Radio. Who wants to be my man?
Mm. Just saying. It might cost you.
I'm just gonna cost you. Black, we had another great night here on PD Radio. 2 hours of just crazy fun. I enjoyed myself tonight. At the top of the show, we have Miss Tina Williams, creator of Creole Love Beauty Products. I'm sorry, couldn't get
that out. Right,
right. Gotta check her out. Go to our website, pdradio.site40.net, and find her information. I'm telling you, her products are the truth. Please check her out and purchase from the sister. She's doing her thing. Also, Black, come on now. Who do we just have on? Miss Nicole Kane, killing it. Killing it. And the love
right.
for her was just crazy. Just to hear people call up and say how much they love her. Best friend, even Mama called. Mama Kane called. I mean, you can't get no better than that. Nicole is doing her thing. Much respect to you, Nicole. Thank you guys for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Black, you know, for doing what it is you do every week, keeping the show rolling.
You know me. I keep it
and
simple.
You guys. Yeah, you do, you do. It's effective, very effective.
Most definitely.
You guys, next week, you got to tune in next week. We have the amazingly talented RL. You remember RL from Next, the group Next? Oh, yeah, he's in the building next Tuesday with PD Radio, and that's actually his birthday. How dope is that? Crazy.
Some new music coming out.
Got the new music coming out. He doing his thing, y'all. Y'all got to tune in and hear what he has to say. I'm telling you, the interview is the truth. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in each and every week with PD Radio. We appreciate the love. You guys are sticking with us. It's telling us we're doing something. Okay. We're doing all right because you guys tune in every week. And just so you know, we don't take you for granted. We appreciate you, each and every one of you. Thank you for everyone who supports the show. And, you know, big love to Six Man Radio for putting us on. Big love to the Boss Man, Bad C. You know, he put us on and we running with it. So, you know, we're enjoying ourselves. So,
you know.
Is what we do here.
Just remember, Nicole Kane, please send us music because we will keep you in our rotation. We do not lie about how we handle our music. We love
That's
our
right.
guests. We
That's
support
right.
to the fullest. So we will make sure that we hit everybody in the head with that stuff. So, because it's crazy.
Every guest, every independent artist
we've
had on this show has delivered some crazy music that we keep in rotation because that's how we do. We're here to support. So it's not like you're going to come on the show, be interviewed, and that's it. No, we're playing your music here on the show because we love it like that. So, you know, keep it coming, guys. We thank you all so very, very much for tuning in with PD Radio. And with that, we're going to close out with some music to take you on home.
Uh-oh. Let's see what
Let's
we got.
Do it.
Going on here.
Good night, guys. PD Radio.
PD Radio. We taking it out. I can play anything I want, huh?
Yo, Nicole Kane, grime music, dope shit. Ayy, let move.
It's that dope shit, so turn it up. That dope shit, so cook it up. That dope shit, so serve it up. Yeah, just can't get enough.
Ayy,
that dope shit, so turn it up. What I'm about,
okay.
You can take it how it is. You can stay in the drought.
In a drought.
music, sing your
okay.
dance, ain't gotta be present, remain on your brain. I'm the coach, come join my team.
Yeah.
Real gangsters, know what I mean. I'm the best since ever since. Hey, Andy, baby, gonna represent. Never spend your dollars if don't make sense. Dope shit, gonna pay the rent. This dope shit, gonna keep the lights on. Ain't no beat, wanna hear me how you blown.
Give me Hollycourt, 55377. Hello, it's Daddy. Hey, darling, put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, it, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.